and death take a day. With the cooperation of the Texas State Department of Public Safety, the Texas Company, makers of Texaco Sky Chief Gasoline, presents Crime and Death Take No Holiday, a copyrighted feature depicting the authentic details of the visitations of crime and death upon the peoples of the world. ...1,500 Texaco service stations in Texas are this week introducing a great new luxury gasoline, Texaco Sky Chief. A gasoline for you motorists who truly want the best in motor fuel. The instant you try Sky Chief, you know that you command a supremely fine gasoline that gives your car a greater range of performance. Sky Chief gives record quick starting and acceleration. It is extremely high anti-knock quality and permits a higher peak of efficiency and power without knock or ping. Because you get more work from a given amount of gasoline, there's a distinct saving. Sky Chief shortens miles, stretches gallons, and flattens hills. Drive into your nearest Texaco service station today and fill up with Texaco Sky Chief. And note the courteous circle service rendered by the Texaco attendant. Murder, kidnappings, burglary, suicide, traffic deaths, and wholesale destruction of life in every conceivable form crowd the news wires daily. Such has become so commonplace, in fact, that news media have placed them in the background for other headlines. Yet the public seeks out this news for thought, meditation, and topic of discussion. So it is we present this program to further acquaint you with recklessness, negligence, and disobedience of law, order, and safety, to convey to you an incentive to give serious thought to the inroads of tragedy, and perhaps prompt you to pause and remember that crime and death strike when least expected. Each traffic fatality that has occurred during the past 24 hours is identified by the sound of the bell of death, a bell which more than half a century ago called a handful of worshipers to a small country church in Dallas County. Today and each day on this program, it will toll requiem for persons who lose their lives in traffic deaths in Texas. The great web of efficient Texas highway safety patrolmen are reporting traffic fatalities by special wire to us as they occur. And now, here is your Texaco crime and death reporter, Clark Folks.
Good afternoon, Texas. 35 minutes ago, Ralph Graham, 20-year-old WPA worker of Bowling, Texas, shoved a gun through the teller's cage of the People's State Bank at Hallettsville and demanded cashier M.R. Bozdar to kick in with some dough. Bozdar accommodated the bandit's demand to the tune of $2,400. Then came an unexpected surprise for Graham. He felt a gun in the middle of his back and heard the stern order to drop everything and lift them high. As Graham was given orders to turn around, he looked into the determined face of Captain Claude Reed of the State Highway Safety Patrol. 7 minutes later, Graham was looking through the bars of the Hallettsville County Jail. 12 minutes after Graham's attempt to rob the bank, Captain Reed called your reporter by long-distance telephone and gave the details. His last words to us were, "You know, it was kind of funny that I happened into the bank at that particular moment to cash my paycheck, and thanks to Captain Reed." At an early hour this morning, the truck in which Manuel Gonzalez of Mission, Texas was riding struck a bridge abutment near Louise, Texas. The bell of death rang for Manuel Gonzalez. He was crushed to death by the impact. An attempt to keep her from breaking a package of eggs resulted in the bell of death today for 9-month-old Patsy Darlene Pitts of Fort Worth, Texas. Patsy was riding with her mother, Mrs. Pat Pitts, and grandmother, Mrs. Whit Coates. She was sitting in her mother's lap, and Mrs. Coates was driving. The package of eggs had been placed on the front seat between the two women. The baby made a sudden movement, and the grandmother said she turned to keep her from falling on the eggs. The next thing I knew, the car had run up on a curb and struck a pole, Mrs. Coates said. Patsy suffered a skull fracture and severe scalp lacerations and died a few hours later at a hospital. The mother and grandmother were treated for cuts and bruises. Earl H. Barrett, Jr., son of a wealthy Claremore, Oklahoma theater chain owner, sat beside three girls in the trophy room of his father's lodge on Lake Hamilton near Hot Springs, Arkansas, last night and shot himself to death with a rifle. The girls were in the trophy room when Barrett entered. He sat down and said, "I'm going to kill myself." They laughed at him. He went to the fireplace, took a rifle from the wall, and sat in a chair within 4 feet of the girls. They watched him with interest, thinking he was planning a joke. Without a word, he placed the barrel against his head and pulled the trigger, blowing his head off. On Highway 90 near Dennis, Texas yesterday, Roy Koch and his two companions, Irvin Nestor and Jimmy Wells, were riding in a truck on a narrow strip of road where highway repairmen were at work. Another truck rushed out from a side lane and met them head on. The bell of death rang for Roy Coke, Irvin Nestor, and Jimmy Wells. Coke and Nestor were killed instantly. Wells died in a hospital an hour later. All three lived at Dennis. At Abilene, Texas this morning, a bandit entered the restaurant of Tom Adams and demanded that he hand over the cash from the register. When Adams, who is 67 years of age, seemed a bit slow in responding, the bandit hit him over the head with a gun, took the money from the drawer, and fled. Adams is in an Abilene hospital in a serious condition. No trace of the thug has been found. Last night, little Mary Jane Evans was playing in the front yard of her home in Austin, Texas. The six-year-old child wandered into the street. A car came around the corner, struck her down, and ran. An hour later, the bell of death rang for six-year-old Mary Jane Evans. A special report to this program from Colonel Homer Garrison, Jr., director of the State Department of Public Safety, reveals that the toll of traffic fatalities for the month of May totaled 94. This was 12 deaths less than the preceding month of April with 106. Colonel Garrison stated that he is somewhat optimistic over the decrease of traffic deaths in Texas for the summer months. Three Waco youths, George Harrison, 17, James Wiley, 14, and Bernard Helton, 14, lost their lives in the waters of Eagle Mountain Lake, 15 miles northeast of Fort Worth last night when their boat overturned. The three had tied a fast-speed motor to a light fishing craft and, according to shore witnesses, were stunning in deep waters near the middle of the lake when the boat overturned. None of the youths could swim well, and all three drowned before rescue boats could reach the scene. Efforts to revive them failed. Little 12-year-old Margaret Ann Fisher, on her way to a neighborhood grocery last night in Denton, Texas, crossed a dark corner and stepped into the street. An automobile without lights struck her down and kept going. Today at 12 o'clock noon, the bell of death rang for Margaret Ann Fisher, whose life gave way to injuries. And now, a word from our announcer.
Crime and death take no holiday. And now for your commentator's story for today. But first, this word from Texaco. Walk safely, drive safely, talk safety, and obey the law. That's the safety slogan of the Texas Company's great statewide safety campaign inaugurated with this broadcast. Their urgent plea is to drive safely. The heavy toll of traffic deaths throughout Texas and the entire nation has reached staggering proportions. Join in this campaign of safety and do your part toward the reduction of traffic deaths. Don't take advantage of the power and speed of even our own good Texaco Sky Chief gasoline when there's the danger of taking a human life. Sky Chief gasoline will carry your car on to great speeds, 50, 60, 70, and 80 miles an hour with ease. Yet Texaco warns you to drive at safe speeds, to be careful. Any Texas Highway Safety Patrolman or Texaco dealer will be more than happy for the privilege of explaining in detail the driving laws and regulations of our state. And now to our story, especially written as a memo for your mind and conscience. It deals with a traffic fatality wherein a crime is committed, the reaction of which brings to the offender a punishment greater than that dealt by judge and jury. Here is Clark Folks.
A raw gray wind pushed him down into his coat as he searched the dusk for his car. It was lurking somewhere on the side streets of the warehouse section of a great city. He was late, and he seemed alone. The car seemed a thing of evil will eluding him in this gray November murk. When he found it and thrust the key smoothly into the door handle, he felt differently. As one hand slipped over the steering wheel and the other touched the gear shift, he felt reassurance, relief. He had a sudden vision of the dining table at home 2 miles away. It was to be a birthday party dinner, and he was to bring candles for the cake. 9 of them. He could get them at the corner drugstore. He'd get a couple of good cigars, too, and a box of candy for the wife. Then the starter wouldn't work. He looked about for moving lights or the blur of a pedestrian, but only silence greeted him. The still street lights and the black shapes of night. He tried once more. Luckily, the starter responded. It was soon skirting the uptown section. The colors of the traffic signals and the blare of many shaped signs reflected through the windshield. He turned off on Main Street, ran into relative dusk again, and soon was approaching his drugstore corner. Suddenly, something thudded against the car. That was his first impression. He felt the wheel turn slightly in his hand. He came to a sudden stop and looked back.
The body of a child lay on the pavement. A blotch of white. A girl. He hadn't done it. He knew he hadn't. But no one else was in sight. His mind began to shriek within him. He had done it. Then there flashed before him a thought that rendered momentary hysteria. Her father. He couldn't face her father. A court, yes. Inquiry, yes. But the child's father, never. The body hadn't moved. He became very quiet within himself. All this turmoil subsided. He seemed withdrawn to a great pool of stillness. He looked about. Still no one. He slipped his car into gear quietly, as if he were tiptoeing in a dream. He gathered speed. He raced for the city's lights. He forgot his home, the dinner, and the candles. He must get back. Back to the parking street behind the office. Back to where the starter jammed. He would put the car there and sit in it there. Leave it there with the starter jammed. But the starter wasn't jammed. He was running the car. He had unjammed that starter long ago. Years ago now. He had been uptown since then. He had killed a child since then. Down among the warehouse canyons, he was calmer again. He felt the gloom envelop him. Still in the grip of his obsession, he maneuvered the car to the position it had previously occupied. He turned off the switch. The silence appalled him. Then, for the first time, he began to think. He realized what he had done and why he had run. Then came that thought of truth again. He would have to face her father. Yes, that was inevitable. He would have to face her father. In a moment, he was relaxed. He rushed upstairs to his office to phone his wife and daughter, to tell them the starter had jammed and delayed him. He would be right home and bring the candles. The line was busy. Twice, three times, he couldn't get through. He hurried to his car again. He'd be home before they were through talking. He was. His wife met him at the door. There were people behind her in the room. Someone had laid a coat plump down on the birthday party dinner table. Suddenly, he saw only his wife's eyes. Gerald, she said. Someone came up, held her. It was old Dr. Thorne. Come in here, Gerald, said Dr. Thorne. Hang on to yourself, man. It's Mary, hit and run artist. She's just gone. His wife clung madly to him. She became hysterical. She pleaded with Gerald. He hit her and run, she said. Get him, Gerald. Make him pay for killing our baby. He hit her and ran. I'll get him, he said weakly. I'll get him. As he turned away, he was standing squarely before the full-length mirror in the hallway. And then, like lightning, that thought struck him again. He grew suddenly weak. They helped him to a chair. He had come face to face with her father.
Crime and Death Take No Holiday, a copyrighted feature, is presented Mondays through Saturdays by the Texas Company, makers of that supremely fine Texaco Sky Chief gasoline. News dispatches from United Press and from Special Wire direct from the Department of Public Safety in Austin. For 1,500 Texaco dealers of Texas and your Texaco Crime and Death reporter, Clark Folks, this is Jimmy McLean bidding you a most pleasant good afternoon and reminding you to walk safely, drive safely, talk safely, and obey the law. This is the Texas State Network.